Hey everyone, did you know that it costs about $12 to $15 to get your own domain? Well, if you go to GoDaddy.com and use the promo code CRAPINS, you can get one for like $2 for an entire year. That's $10 you can save, and you can put that towards a meal, towards who knows what, but you should really do it. CRAPINS is the keyword, and you want to go to GoDaddy.com. Do it, guys. It'd be real fun. Housewives, Shaws, Vanderpump Rules, come gather around and make
a podcast of Bravo, nothing runs with Bravo.
That's okay, we only care about Bravo.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens. Watch what crappens. Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast that's about all that crap on Bravo that we love. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com. You can find me at bsideblog on Twitter and Instagram and Vine or wherever else you might want to seek me out. And joining me as always is my plucky and lovely co-host, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy 2014 again.
Yes.
Let's just start over again, guys.
Start over the new year. This is actually our first proper podcast episode since the holidays, really. Because last week was our Crappies episode. And if you want to listen to some a long string of impersonations and awkward moments, then just go listen to that on iTunes. Ronnie can be found at TrashTalkTV.com and TrashTweetTV on Twitter. And you can find this podcast's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. I cannot encourage you guys enough to like the page if you haven't already, because we have, I don't know, about 2,100 likes. I mean, we should have like 15,000 by now, but we're just at 2,100, but that's quite all right. We have a lot of fun on that page. And we get a lot of content.
Roll, you guys.
Yeah, it's super, super fun. And of course, you know, follow us on iTunes and on SoundCloud or Stitcher. Just do a search for Watch What Crappens and you'll find us.
Yeah.
So we got all the housekeeping out of the way. Gosh, Ronnie, it feels nice to be back at this, doing a proper podcast, does it not?
It does. And Bravo has been so funny lately. So thank you, Bravo, to that. Before we even get going on all the different shows and stuff. Well, this week, by the way, just in case you want to know if we're going to talk about your show, we're going to talk about the Beverly Hills Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives. What else did we say?
Vanderpump Rules.
And what's the other?
Oh, Blood, Sweat,
the
and
new
Heels.
Show, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. But before we even start talking about that, I have to say another week. Andy still has that beard.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even watch that Watch What Happens Live. But Andy, shave your beard. That is not cute. It's bad enough. You're cross-eyed, lispy, and you look like you're spazzing out every time you try and say a sentence. Please, shave. The least you could do is shave. Make an effort.
I can only imagine how much tuna salad is caught in those whiskers.
Oh, gross.
And I'm not saying that metaphorically, because we all know metaphorically it's not tuna salad. He's interesting.
He would be a closeted... He would be closeted. He would be a closeted straight guy who just needed some kind of personality, so he glommed onto gayness.
Yeah, that would be funny.
And while I'm at things I can't stand on Bravo anymore, please, enough with vagina waxing, Bravo.
Yes, I mean, every I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's like a vagina being waxed in my face. Stop it.
You know, it's so funny. I was going to bring that up once we started talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because Kyle and Kim Richards went and got their vajayjays waxed, or vaginas. I'll say vaginas because apparently Kyle Richards can't say it. And when I was watching it, I'm like, I'm so sick of watching women on Bravo get their vaginas waxed. And I'm sick of that, and I'm sick of watching them take stripper lessons, which happened also in the same episode this week. I'm sick of all these things. Fashion shows, it's like every single episode is the same thing.
No kidding. You guys, just admit it. You're all dried up. Stop trying to prove that you're not. I would rather an episode about you all trying to figure out how not to be so dried up.
Yeah, and like honestly, the joke about watching people get their hairs waxed off is like it's no longer funny. It's no longer interesting. The novelty is gone. It's not funny watching Kyle Richards and Kim Richards cackling in an office or seeing Stassi's blurred out hooch. No, it's not working for me anymore. It barely worked to begin with.
I do not need to see your origami meat folds. Keep them at bay. Thanks.
Aren't there more interesting things that these women on Bravo could be doing? How about, why don't we see them go to the library? How about that?
Yeah, how about read something?
Yeah. Or how about take a class on how to read something? You know?
How about download the app Duolingo to your phone and try and learn a new language like Ben and I are doing?
Oh my God, Duolingo's been down today, and I have not been able to work on my German.
Oh, necesitas aprender más German?
Das ist schlecht. Das ist schlecht. Das ist schlecht. Schlecht.
You see, guys, Ben and I know how to further ourselves. We are learning a new language, so right. We can possibly move to other countries and maybe find more success there than we found here in America.
Right. In fact, right now I will say, ich mag's nicht die vagina waxing, which means I don't like the vagina waxing.
And in my new language, no más, por favor. No es necesario, okay?
Yeah, nein. Nein bitte means no please, no please.
Yeah. And in gay, put that shit away.
Yeah. And in fashion queen speak, it's ooh, cha, honey, cha, put that tea back in the box.
And in Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami language, oh, well, you know, Peter, you know, he crashed the car because he was thinking about meatballs, so... Please, don't do that no more.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, like, you know, it's very difficult for him to see people shaving because it reminds him a lot of Frankie and how he was about to learn how to shave before the accident. And, you know, oh, well, you know, Peter, this is just the way he expresses himself. So, like, it'd be really respectful if you could not shave on screen for Peter.
Oh, my God. You know when she said, ow, that is what his little brother did when he got an accident. So I would appreciate no more shaving. Okay.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, it's very difficult for him to see pain. Pain on TV is very difficult.
Vaginal pain.
Oh, by the way, also, we're not going to talk about Shaw as a Sunset this week because Ronnie is behind.
So I'm doing this 2014 called I Cannot Watch It Anymore and I'm Not Going To. I'm also closing my eyes when I pass bus stops and see all those poor people hitting each other and going through trash cans, okay? I can't do it anymore. I'm pretending this world is a better place.
And you know what? If you want to hear Shaw's coverage, well... I'm sorry, I guess it just won't happen here because Ronnie's not watching. And yes, Ronnie, I am going to throw you under the bus, but not just any bus. It's a bus with a giant poster of Mike and Reza on it.
Well, it's okay because I will not see the bus because I'm closing my eyes at bus stops.
Okay. We have a lot of bus metaphors going on right now.
Yeah, and a lot more to come.
I think we still might talk about Shaw's in the future because I still love it. And well, there's been a lot of drama.
Yeah, because let's face it, I'm not going to watch 4 hours of it to get caught up.
Like, okay, basically, here's basically the gist of the last episode. Asa had a Diamond Water party, and Mike got really wasted, and he was like an asshole to Reza, but of course Reza was an asshole. And then Gigi brought her new boyfriend, Cheyenne, who is hot as fuck. He is like, I mean, Gigi, you gotta hand it to the girl. She may be crazy, but she always gets hot guys. Even the last guy who sort of looked ladylike and plastic surgery, he still was hot.
Well, this guy's got to be gay. His name is Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Well, he's 21, and he was really dumb. And Gigi introduced him to MJ, and MJ was totally patronizing. And then Reza was standing behind MJ, and MJ was asking him questions about, like, are you in school, or, like, do you know this or that? And every time she asked a patronizing question, Reza would just stand behind her and go, It was, like, so obnoxious. Like, such a mean girl thing, you know, like, one person's being a bitch, and the other person laughs to show they're, like, supporting it.
Yeah.
So basically, Reza sucks. And MJ, here's some gossip for everyone. In case you didn't come to our Facebook page, there was a shooting in the building next to MJ. So
unfortunately, they missed.
They missed.
I mean, think about that kind of a target. You would never make it in Texas, shooter.
Yeah. You would never make it in any basic shooting scenario, actually. That's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. That's like, hey, a Mack truck is coming your way. Wait, I'm not even going to go this way because I don't want to be in the spirit of Jay Moore the way he fat-shamed Alyssa Milano. But
he did?
Oh, yeah. This is a big deal, actually.
How is Jay Moore fat-shaming anybody? Have you seen him lately? Oh, my God. He looks like Kirstie Alley.
He actually really railed on her, I think either on his podcast or on a radio show, and he really, really, really railed on her. He's like, yeah, I heard that she just had a baby. I read it on her gut or something like that. And it caused like a big controversy. And then she tweeted at him saying like, hey, Jay, so sorry you felt the need to fat shame me. Say hi to your beautiful wife for me. So I say good for her. And I did want to say, even though I was just about to make a really cheap joke at MJ's expense about her weight. The truth is, I'm always on the fence because I'm always like, gosh, she's really ballooning. But at the same time, I'm like, but she does sort of own it, and I can't fault her for that.
Well, you're allowed to fat shame a fat person, but you're not allowed to fat shame a person who just had a baby.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
There are even rules in the whorish bitch world. Okay, like you're allowed to be a bitch to some people, but not to all of them.
Yeah,
and actually, you're only allowed to fat shame if you fat shame yourself, which we do all the time. So,
and speaking of fat shame, our former colleague Matt would have really appreciated this. That during the party on Shaw's Sunset, Mike picked up a platter of sliders and pointed to Reza. It was like Reza, hey, sliders. So
Reza's too terrible to watch. The other ones, I kind of expect them all to be terrible. But for some reason, in the beginning, I liked Reza. So that he just turned into a horrible, horrible Bravo Faggito burrito. Like, I can't watch it anymore. Yeah. You know, like I had hope and there was no hope.
Oh, and they also all hate Lily now because she's not like hanging out, you know, which I think makes sense because why would she ever want to hang out with these horrible people? But whatever.
Well, Lily's also horrible. Like, if these people can make that dumb bimbo with like triple D saline sacks that probably Muhammad paid for, like, and if they can make her look like a nice girl, I mean, that girl's a dumb hoe who makes bikinis for a living. Shut the fuck up. She doesn't even have a face that works and she's in her 20s. I don't agree with her. And they can make her look likable. This show's not worth my time. Sorry.
No, it isn't. Okay. So moving on, let's get a gossip. What's the goss, Ronnie?
Well, there's nothing really too crazy this week on the old Bravs, but they have announced some new shows, and I've seen the preview for this one that is called Southern Charms.
Mm.
Southern Charm. Have you ever wanted to explore the lives of aristocratic families of the South? No.
No.
You know why? Because I've done it. And there's nothing worse than old ladies on Bravo than men who are old ladies on Bravo.
Okay.
And that's what this show is. These men all look like old, leathery ladies. Their boobs are just as big. I don't need to watch any of that. But I will, every episode.
All right.
Did you see that preview last night?
I did not, actually. I did not see it, but I read about it.
They're like, oh, welcome to the South. They're all kind of like Kevin Spacey in House of Cards.
Oh, okay.
But there's like five of them. And then there's one called Online Dating Rituals of the American Male.
Okay.
Which is basically gotta be fat guys in wigs jerking off to their cell phone, because what else could that be?
I know. I was like, oh, so this is a show about guys hooking up? Is that what this is? Yeah. Is this a show about guys like talking with someone for like 20 minutes and then moving on to another person and talking to them for 20 minutes?
Yeah, like realizing that they're typing fat and then moving on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Flipping out is not new. I guess that's one of the returning shows.
Yeah, and People's Couch is coming back without Ben and Ronnie again.
Yeah, they're showing these really cute gay guys. I still haven't watched it, but the guys really are very cute.
Well, because one of the gay guys used to be on Full House, and that made like a minor blip on the pop culture radar like a month ago. So Bravo included that in their press release. They're like, you know, one of the people is the guy from Full House who we reintroduced to you. And I'm like, I really don't think America cares if you reintroduced the gay guy from Full House, who was on for like half a season.
I care. He's really cute. And do you like how I said they replaced us? We were never hired for that show.
I know, exactly. Like, no, but they're all...
Like I was fired after 10 seasons.
They actually are all very cute, and they're nice too, according
to... Yeah, they're cute, and they're nice to us on Twitter.
So yeah, they're nice to us on Twitter, I should say.
And then they're showing The Real Housewives of New York City. That show is going to be amazing this year, I can just tell. We've already seen Sonia's vagina, so...
If you have not seen the preview, you should go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, and check it out, because the preview for the season looks amazing. Luann is not a full-time member, and I think the rumor is because she held out too long with the contract negotiations and screwed herself out of being a full-time cast member. But the trailer is absolutely amazing, and it's all worth it for the very, 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 very last shot, which is of Aviva's leg, which is not attached to her body.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And also, everybody's calling Carol out every chance they get because of all the shit she talked behind everyone's back last year.
But so guess what? It's not going to take her down, because Carol's like, she's made it to the cool level of the Housewives. Like, it's like Lisa Vanderpump and Carol.
Yeah, they're above it, and they know it. They're like sitting there collecting their little check that they can donate to somebody else later.
Exactly.
And there's two more little quick things. Media Takeout is saying, world exclusive. We know the real reason that Portia didn't tell Nene about her new house. And Ben, why don't you tell us? Because I don't want to read the article.
According to the article, Bravo is renting Portia's house, and it's also renting Nene's house. But the thing is that Portia's house is actually larger than Nini's house. And so Portia was scared to show Nini her house because then she thought Nini would get really jealous and mad. But of course, that's exactly what the producers want.
Yeah. Just like, you know, just like everyone's late again. Oh, really? Because I think they were just driven there late. No one ever knows when they're late, you know? Yeah. That's why no one ever apologizes. Okay, and then the other thing is the misrepresentation of Mama Joyce. Ooh. Mama Joyce is going around to Ebony complaining that it's all in the editing and she's really nice. LOL.
Yeah, so was that like CGI when she got up and took off her shoe and tried to attack her girl? Was that like, did they just like ship out that footage to Industrial Light and Magic? Was that just all in the editing right there? Maybe confused.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy. I could read all this, but really, we have so many shows to talk about.
Let's. So, where would you like to begin, Ronnie?
I would like to begin with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that, right, y'all.
Okay, vagina waxing, Brandy's drunk, they took a stripper class, they got so wasted they couldn't even go into Kim's daughter's party, they just sat out there. Okay, look, fat burger. I love that Kyle is the one with a weight problem. First of all, she doesn't really even look fat, but it's fun to call her fat because she thinks she's fat. But that Kyle is the one with a weight problem, and every party she's at, she gets fucking fat burger there for free. How does she do that?
Yeah, she does it because she's Kyle Richards, and that's the pull that she has. She has ins with Fatburger. She has a lot of punch cards.
No kidding. Like, Baja Fresh might do my party because I eat a lot of their soup. But come on, Kyle. You can't complain about being fat and then have, like, your biggest fan be Fatburger.
Do you think it was tacky for Brandy and Carlton to sit on the stoop and eat the burgers before going in?
Yeah, but they're both horrible. They shouldn't even be on the show. This is the downfall of Beverly Hills that we're watching right now because they're letting these poor idiots on, like these poor whores who married up instead of like actual rich, leathery women.
Carlton really is an idiotic twit, and she thinks she's very sophisticated, but she's actually just like a tacky, tacky twit.
She's terrible. Like every single week is her trying to prove that her vagina is still lubing itself. No one's buying it. No one's buying it. Work more on your moisturizing.
But you know, the other thing is that she has a total double standard with these people. I mean, I'm not saying that I love Kyle Richards very much, but that being said, when Brandy is puking in the bathroom, you know, Carlton is very concerned. Whereas if it were Kyle puking, Carlton would be like, oh, how bloody uncivilized. Just hold it in. Why don't you? You know, it's like she would do that, you know?
Well, not only that, but Brandy's sticking her finger down her throat puking. Like, yeah. She's not only sick, she's like going into a full bulimic episode after a fat burger. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and that was, by the way, some great audio design that was happening right there, listening to her puke. I wish I'd recorded that. Instead, what I recorded was the sound of Brandy's voice, because Brandy, I don't know if you noticed, in one of her interview segments, she's Botoxed her face up so much that she can't talk properly. I've noticed it all season, like her lip doesn't move. It's like she's just come from the dentist, but I think it's Botox. And it looks so silly that it bothers me every week, but this week, it actually impeded her ability to talk. I'm going to play a sound clip that I recorded of her talking, and her mouth is so frozen, she doesn't sound like she's speaking proper English, or she sounds like she might be like a deaf person. No offense. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pressing play. It notoriously always takes forever for this play button to actually work. Huh.
I mean, like, you'll get the visuals. Disgusting.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
That was Brandy talking.
She sounds like that kid, that famous YouTube video of the kid who's coming back from the dentist.
Yeah, that's right. Here, I'm going to play it again. Listen to her voice. She's not slurred because she's drunk. She's slurred because she can't physically open her mouth.
I mean, like, you get the visuals. Disgusting.
You get the visuals. Disgusting.
I moved to West Hollywood a few years ago, but I live like on the east side of West Hollywood, which is now turning straight, which thanks a lot, straight people.
You live technically in mid-city West Hollywood, as they're calling it now.
Is that what they're calling it? Because you're city on the lines say West Hollywood. I still got to
pin off. No. You're in the mid-city of West Hollywood. You're not in East Hollywood.
Does it go further east?
It goes to La Brea. Actually, you're technically, since you are on Fairfax, you're basically right on the border between mid-city and East West Hollywood, just so you know.
Yeah, well, I think it's like the most ghetto section of East. Like, I feel like I'm just like right on the cusp, and like that's where all the straight people are coming now.
Yeah.
And now they're even building like all these gigantic condos where there's going to be more of them coming. Uh-huh. But anyway, nothing against straight people, most of you.
Yeah.
But these, you know, there's a lot. The reason we say the straight people are coming is because there's all these straight bars now. Mm-hmm. And they're very popular with all these young straight people. And they're just barfing all over the streets and walking around. All these girls are wasted. The first night I moved in here, I was coming home, and through my gate, this kind of like MJ chunky girl was bent over barfing in front of my fucking gate, and her girlfriends were holding her hair back, and then they just walked on. I was like, welcome the fuck home. My point is, that's what I feel like is happening to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I feel like
they're just bussing in awful straight people, and they're way too old to be acting like that.
Well, especially in Carlton's case. I mean, Carlton, she really brings nothing to the table except a hideous tattoo on the back of her neck.
And her tramp stamp that looks like hair. It looks like a big hairy mole.
So, you know, I have to say, Joyce, who is one of the new members who you're speaking of, in the beginning of the season, I didn't like her. I found her to be very fake or whatever, but I am finding myself repeatedly on her side.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my God. I wish Matt was here to yell at you.
No, I think he would be, too. You know why? Because Brandy is obnoxious to her. Brandy is truly obnoxious to her. And Joyce is fake, and she is like a robot, and she's annoying. But the truth is that when she gets pushed, she, with the exception of when she had the issue with Lisa's hair or whatever, she stands up for herself very well, and she's very to the point. And I think that her points are all valid, too. And I think that Brandy has been completely in the wrong during all of this. And I think it's fine for Joyce to call her maybe not a bully. I don't like the whole bully thing. But, like, yeah, I think it's fine for her to say the racist thing, because Brandy did say something that, like, if you don't really know her very well, you might think that she is kind of racist. You
yeah,
know?
But the thing is, like, if you get in a fight with someone like Brandy, you just say, you know, you're a stupid drunk, you make racist comments, and you're an idiot. But Joyce doesn't do that. It's like every week, oh, no, but you're racist. I am black. I was bullied. In high school, I was bullied, and you're black. I'm black. If she says I'm black one more fucking time, like,
I know.
I would like to just watch her drop into blood, sweat, and heels for like 5 seconds.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that Joyce is without her faults. I'm just saying that if I had to compare the two, on the idiot scale, I feel like Joyce is actually coming out on
Brandy's,
top of Brandy.
Brandy's awful, but Joyce is giving Brandy even more to do. Like, if you think about it, really all Brandy's had to do is this nonsense with Joyce. And if she didn't have it, she would just be drunk and losing her job, basically. She has nothing else going on. And I'm all for that. Brandy needs to go. Carlton needs to go. Joyce needs to go. They need to get rid of all those bitches and bring... just either bring back the old ones or get some new horrible hags who, like, have some kind of brains. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They're making Camille look smart.
I know. I will say that there really are not a lot of brains going on in general with this cast. And that also goes, by the way, for our dear Kim Richards, who had a graduation party, which we mentioned before. And by the way, and side note, Carlton going there and asking for booze, like, repeatedly was... again, she's a tacky twit. Because if someone did that to her, if she were sober, and if she were throwing a party for Destiny or Mystery or Black Cat or whatever her other kid's name is, she would flip the fuck out. Like, are you really going to ask me about booze? Really? But instead, she's saying they're asking for cocktails at an alcoholic's house.
You know, I was a vegan for 2 weeks, okay? If you came over to my house and I served you some tofu mayonnaise, you'd be pissed. Like, I'm still inviting you to my house for a party. I'm going to serve you some fucking cake.
Well, you're vegan. Listen, you're vegan by choice. It's not like you had an addiction to non-vegan food.
I have an addiction to M&Ms. And if I'm giving up M&Ms and you still want some, I don't have a right to be pissed at you for wanting some fucking M&Ms, Kim. Look, it's like
It's not that we're not saying that Kim should have been pissed at Carlton. Kim wasn't really even pissed. It's more like Carlton should not have been so stupid to, like, ask once. It's fine to ask once, you know, because sometimes there are people who do have, you know, who are in recovery but still are fine. They serve booze or whatever.
Listen, if I have to go to one of your children's bullshit parties that no fucking adult wants to go to, okay, we're all going because we have to hand your kid 100 for whatever goddamn reason. And you're not going to even serve me booze because you feel like being sober. Listen, I'm sick of Kim whining and crying all the time about her alcoholism. Alcoholism is not a disease. Cancer is a disease. Alcoholism is a lifestyle choice. All right?
Well, Ronnie, you're walking on some... Well, Ronnie, you're definitely you may be walking a line here. I don't know if I would agree with you on that one. I think that alcoholism could be qualified.
Well, you don't have to. I'm sick of people whining because they spent so much time being alcoholics. Listen, if you can get over that and you can make a good life for yourself, congratulations for you on getting sober. I'm not saying don't get sober. I'm saying stop fucking blaming everybody else like you were stricken down with Downs, okay?
Well, you're not supposed
you chose to fucking be a drunk, okay? Not anybody else. So stop acting like it was just something that you got struck down with.
Well, I think it's a little blurry in that front because yes, you may have started the drinking or whatever, but then if you're an alcoholic, I mean, you physically can't. It's like it's not like, oh, I'm choosing to just like it's more complicated than saying it's a choice. But that's regardless of the matter.
It is. Even if it becomes like a major addiction that you throw your life away on, it is a choice. Like it's a personal choice. You can choose to not be an alcoholic. I know that that's not a popular thing to say, but look at all the people who are no longer alcoholics.
Well, no, I know what you're saying. You can choose to stop drinking and go into recovery, etc. I think it's more like when you're drinking, sometimes the choice is no longer have that choice. That's
well, yeah, because you've chosen to be drunk so many times that you're now an addict.
Right, or you may be predisposed.
Look, I know how fucking horrible that sounds, and I come from a family where there is a lot of alcoholism, so I think that that's where a lot of it comes from, because I'm so sick of fucking excuses like, if you're going to be drunk your whole life, you don't get to sudden, like, we've suffered from the repercussions of that, and now you don't get to come in and play the sympathy
card. Now, that's where you're right.
You see what I mean?
No, you're right there, because the whole thing with 12 steps is that, like, one of the steps, you have to apologize to everyone, and you have to apologize, and you can't, like, hold anything back. You can't be like, well, it's not a conditional thing. It's like, you have to apologize, because the thing is that, like, the way you treat people, and so that's why when Kim later on, when she starts up with Lisa about not coming to the party, because Lisa did not go to the graduation party because she was in Missouri for an appearance, and then she came back, she landed and went to dinner at Sir or whatever, and Lisa had already said that she wasn't going, she'd already RSVP'd that she wasn't going, but Kim still was nagging her about it after Lisa had sent Kimberly a Tiffany pen, no less. The point is that at one point Ken, first of all, he goes, oh, stop it, Kim. And then he mentions, you know, there have been plenty of things that you didn't show up for. And then she says, well, that's not very nice. That's not nice of you to say. That was, like, really out of line. But no, Kim, you have to accept that that's actually
yeah, and then she starts crying and pulling that victim card, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's not –
in the first few seasons of this show, and I know that she was, like, really into her full alcoholism and all of that, but she's missing things left and right. People are waiting for her for 2 hours. Every episode, it's waiting for Kim to show up somewhere for 2 hours. She doesn't show up to Lisa's daughter's wedding, as we found out from the Bravo blog this week.
And she said she was going to go. There was an empty seat, which is different from Lisa saying, RSVPing 2 weeks prior, saying, I'm not going to go to your daughter's graduation party.
Yeah. So I think I've made my – I mean, I think that my point is clear, even if it's shitty. Like, my point is, congratulations on getting your shit together, but you don't get to, like, get on a pedestal and start acting better than everybody else when you flaked out on everything since you were 10.
Yes.
So shut up.
Yeah. Yes. On that point, I agree. I think that Kim was 100% wrong. And I love the way that Ken dealt with it. He was just totally dismissive. And was like, oh, please. Come on, Ken. Come on. And she's like, no.
Well, it was kind of a dick move. You know, now I'm going to totally change because that's how I roll. But it was kind of a dick move on his part because he was pretty much calling her an alcoholic.
No, I actually don't
think. I feel like he was saying there's plenty of stuff Kim hasn't showed up for, knowing that she never showed up anywhere because she was a drunk. I mean, that's been addressed.
I actually don't think that's what he was. I don't think it was that thought ahead. I think, like, she has not shown up to a lot of things, including their daughter's wedding where they had paid for a seat for her. They had paid for her meal, whatever. And so for her to start talking about this when they had RSVP'd no, and they had sent a gift, which is above and beyond the protocol, then for her to complain about that, I think, yeah, he's just probably like, well, you know what, you haven't shown up to a lot of things. You know, the implication is including our daughter's wedding, not because you were an alcoholic. That's her own guilty conscience for her to take it to that place.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think it was kind of a dick move on his part, but I liked it because I'm sick of this victim shit. Like, take some responsibility. She still hasn't apologized for a lot of that shit that went on, at least on camera. Right. So I don't know. I'm just kind of generally sick of it. It's like, I get that you got yourself out of a pickle. Congratulations. But nobody owes you anything. I'm at your daughter's fucking graduation. Give me a beer. Thanks.
Yeah. So then this is all happening at this like breakfast session at Lisa's, and we have yet another attempt for Brandy and Joyce to reconcile. And so the way it begins is Brandy sits down and says, listen, I have three things I have to say to you, and I'd like to say them before you speak. So she says these three things about, like, I'm not a racist, I say stupid things, and you said this to me, blah, 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 blah. And then Joyce starts to speak, and Brandy shuts her down and starts accusing Joyce of talking at her all the time. Did that drive you? That drove me absolutely crazy. I hate when people do that.
Yes, but Joyce is the same thing. Brandy's thing took 5 seconds, and then Joyce started her I Am Black monologue again. Like, listen, this is not 12 Years a Slave. Cut it out. Stop acting like you are Oprah in The Color Purple. Stop it. It is not the same thing. Joyce, stop it. And so I can see why Brandy, you know, I think part of the reason that people do still like Brandy against all odds is because she does speak for us, kind of. It's like, Joyce needs to just be told to shut the fuck up. She's so obnoxious.
The black, when she starts talking about that she is black, that's really annoying.
Or she was bullied. Like, you're a fucking Miss America, whatever the hell you are. Shut up.
You know, I don't care whether or not she's bullied or not, but I think, though, that Brandy was such a heinous bitch to her. I mean, here's this woman hosting them, quote-unquote hosting, we know it's Bravo. And Brandy keeps calling her Joyce, and she's like, listen, please stop calling me that, because honestly, as a kid, like, people really made fun of me, and they called me Joyce. That was the way they'd make fun of me. And I think that's, like, a reasonable thing to say to someone. Please stop calling me that. And then Brandy keeps doing it, and then says it's an old, fat, like, lady's name or whatever, old, fat pig.
Oh, Brandy's a
like,
drunk
it's so
idiot.
Obnoxious. Like, what, and I just don't understand
what
Brandy
is saying back is totally right.
But what I don't understand is, I think what really pissed me off is that, Brandy, like, it's such a stupid thing, and why Brandy was so adamant about not apologizing for it for so long really annoyed me. And this whole racist thing, unfortunately, I think confused the matter, because that's really not what it was about. I'm just like, why can't you apologize for something? You were so blatantly in the wrong. This is basically like when Kyle and Kim were bitches to Brandy at game night back in season 2. It's like they were so obviously wrong. Like, why can't you see you were being that bitch to Joyce, you know? And it really pissed me off that it's like so simple. We didn't have to go through all these scenes over and over again. Just apologize, you stupid lady.
Yeah, I'm sick of listening to Joyce, and I don't feel bad for her. I like seeing Brandy kind of bully her, but it is true. Brandy is kind of bullying her, and, you know, starting that whole dinner with, well, we have a couple of friends in common, and they don't speak highly of you.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's like, it's,
you know, I don't feel bad for Brandy at all, and so I'm glad to see Joyce giving it back. I just don't like Joyce, you know, saying she's black over and over. I find that highly offensive. Listen, and Joyce talking about bullied because people called you Joyce. Bitch, you know what bullying is? I mean, this podcast is getting dramatic enough today, so I won't go there.
No, but you can go there. It's a very special podcast.
It is not some pretty skinny girl being made fun of by, like, cholas. Okay, bitch? It's like getting beat up every day of your life, all right? It's not like some little thing that, like, a beautiful skinny girl got made fun of one day in school. Bullying is a serious fucking thing. Shut the fuck up. And you know what? Being black is a really serious thing, too. Those people still have to deal with, like, years and years of history that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like to just say that you're black and, like, take upon black history because Puerto Ricans, like, have a little black in them. Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. I hope Brandy does knock her fucking teeth down her throat. I'm over her.
Yeah, but, you know, I will say this, though. I mean, I can't stand the overuse of the term bullying. But, you know, at the same time, like, I wasn't, like, as a kid, I wasn't, like, hardcore bullied or anything. But I was definitely made fun of. And I wouldn't say, like, the way I was made fun of compares at all to, like, a kid getting beaten up. Or I never was, like, pants. I never had, like, a wedgie or anything like that. Like, that's, like, the classic bullying. It was never like that. But, you know, when you're made fun of, like, you feel like shit. Like, I love, by the way, that I'm talking about this on a podcast where we essentially make fun of people. Well, this is what happens. When you make fun of people, the cycle continues. So,
making fun of old stupid hags who marry rich guys and go on TV to get attention because they're attention whores. We were just going to school. Like, you know, we had to by law.
But when you're a kid and you're made fun of, like, it really does hurt. And it, like, it does stick with you. And I actually, whether she was, like, bullied with a capital B or just made fun of or teased, I respect Joyce wanting to, like, saying, please don't call me Joyce. Like, it's a very simple request.
That's fine, but if Joyce was as classy as she thinks she is, she would just ignore Brandy and say, like, that girl is classless. Like, I'm not going to get into a screaming match with some drunk idiot. Like, I avoid him every Christmas, and I'm not going to get into him on national TV to get a little attention. I mean, this is a woman who's trying to start a fight with Lisa about getting her hair flicked at her.
Well, listen, I think that's what Joyce did, actually, in Palm Springs. She was, like, try to take the higher road. And then afterwards, producers were probably like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We hired you for a reason. Get back in there, and this time, like, don't come out till one of you guys is dead. You know, like.
Yeah. Or Kyle sat on the phone with her and brought it up over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. So,
This conversation has gotten so deep for what we're talking about. I mean, it was basically another hour of vagina waxing.
Really,
although
is.
We should visit Kim Richards' speech to her daughter, because that was pretty amazing.
Yes, let's hear what. Like, can you maybe recreate it for us?
You guys, thank you so much for coming. Kim is my daughter. She is such a pretty girl. You guys, have you seen that necklace? Hey, have you seen my necklace? Am I wearing a necklace? Hey, has anybody seen my necklace? Hey, here it is, thank God. Kingsley!
What is she even talking about? And what was that whole thing about? Well, I wanted to have a Coachella party, but then Kathy went to Buckingham Palace. What?
I know. That's classic.
What is the queen doing with the Hilton family in that castle? Isn't the queen's reputation terrible enough without spreading scabies to whoever?
She was just going to Buckingham Palace. It's probably the name of some casino off in, like, upstate New York. Buckingham Palace.
Paris was spinning there.
Yeah. Also, let's talk about for one second how hot Kim's ex-husband is. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that guy was hot.
What was he? How did she land that? That's like, that was serious.
Yeah, he was like kind of Rob Lowe, right?
Yeah, he was very, very, very attractive. He's a DILF, as they'd call him.
Yeah, he was really cute. I felt bad that she let him go.
Yeah. So why don't we move on to lighter fare in the form of Vanderpump Rules.
And yay!
So wait, here's a news update. In case none of you guys listen to Banter with Ben and Lisa, my other podcast, which you should also be listening to, I went to Sir last week for dinner, for happy hour with Lisa Timmons, because it was her birthday, and others. And guess who was our waitress?
Sheena!
Sheena! Azusa's finest, Sheena. Okay, so here's the rundown. Here's my experience at Sir. We get there. Everyone in the lounge is like old. They're all old tourists because the BCS, which is a football game, there's a football game that was the night before at the Rose Bowl. And so it was like these were tourists that were in to see that. And they were like, oh, let's go see that. Like, let's go see Sir, where Vanderpump Rules is. So it was all these like old tourists in there who were like trying very hard to look cool. So as a result, they were sort of like standing around like mannequins, you know, with like a hand on their hip and sort of like looking around slowly, which, by the way, is not unlike my standard pose, but it was just funny to see all these old people. And they were like taking pictures of Sheena. And there's a really hot bartender that works there who's not on the show. I mean, this guy, hotter than Jax, in my opinion, hotter than Jax, hotter than Tom. He was like, he had like a beard and glasses. It was like, it's worth the trip to Sir just to see this guy.
Oh, she's bringing a little East Side into Sir.
Yeah, no, it was like, no, he didn't look that East Side. It was sexy. So anyway, he served me a glass of sparkling wine, and there was a chip in the glass, so he gave me a new glass, which I appreciated that he saw it before he handed it to me. What I didn't appreciate was that my new stemware was totally dirty, and in fact, that was a recurring theme with all of our stemware, was that most of it was like had like thumbprints on it, or like were sticky.
So, oh, no.
That was kind of gross. But
well, maybe that show will do so well that they'll make a spinoff about the dishwashers in the back and we can find out what the fuck is going on back there.
Yeah, exactly. It's called like Guillermo's Guys. So Guillermo was there, by the way. He was being the DJ, and Tom was a bartender. And then Sheena was our waitress. And the truth is that she was actually very attentive. I actually felt she was a really good waitress. It's shocking. But they were very, very attentive. And at one, they were a little mixed up. At one point, they brought us two vodka sodas by accident instead of one. And then Sheena's like, oh, well, you can just have it. So I appreciated that. It was actually a fun happy hour. So good for Sir. And she said,
right on.
She said that all the girls are getting along right now. But we should wait until the season finale because shit's going to get real. So.
Oh, my God. Even realer?
Well,
odd. Unless someone slits Katie's throat, I don't even want to know. Katie's horse face number one, right?
No, Katie's horse face number two.
Oh, sorry.
Horse face number one is Kristen. Kristen. You guys, like, I have to know. Or, like, Tom and Ariana, like, I just have to know. Like, I have to know. Like, seriously? Seriously? Like, I mean.
I have a feeling this is going to happen. Like, I'm going to basically be wasted all day.
Like, basically, this is a guy I thought I was going to be marrying. And now, like, every time I do anything with him, I have to think of, like, whether or not he's been cheating on me. Like, seriously? Seriously? Like, I'm sorry, but, like, everyone's hotter. It's her. Sorry.
Yeah, so this week is still Stassi's birthday. Still Stassi's. Which is hilarious in combo.
This is, you know what, like, this is just, this show's a real gem. It's like a gem, assuming you can make a gem out of pure feces. It's like someone took some hard feces and molded it into a gem.
Like, you can squeeze that feces so hard that it turns into cubics.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, it's like you can't put lipstick on a pig or something like that. Or
apparently you can. You can put a lot of lipstick on a pig.
If you put a whole bunch of lipstick on a pig, you basically make the pig really slutty. It's like a great pig.
Yeah, it's still it's a pig, but at least it's making an effort.
It's like a pig that you just sort of like want to look at and laugh at, and you feel better about yourself after you look at the pig. So you're right. This was back at the birthday party. I think the last episode ended at this, like, at the dinner party where Katie went off crying because, you know, her boyfriend had poured a drink on her the night before. Naturally, as it happens, as one happens. So what I loved is that, so Katie runs off crying, and Stassi then gets mad. Stassi goes storming through this resort, finds Katie, and is like, "You left! You left! You didn't even order a drink or an appetizer. You left!
How could you do that to me? It's my birthday!"
Like, I didn't realize that part of, like, the Stassi experience was the enjoyment of watching everyone order an appetizer.
Yeah, that they're going to be paying for later.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I actually was with Katie. Like, wouldn't you rather have the woman who's crying just leave the table and be done with it?
God, she, that was hilarious because, of course, Stassi, she can't just let someone else have a fit and be like, "Well, fuck her, it's my birthday, let's get drunk." She has to be like, "I'm gonna find her, it is my birthday, that's it, the party's over, I'm going to bed, this is over, I'm done."
Yeah.
Like, oh, jeez.
And the only reason why she went to bed was because she just wanted everyone to come up to her and, like, pull at her comfort and be like, "No, Stassi, you're, like, the best, like, we want you to come party, no. But I loved how when Stassi was yelling at Katie, she's like, "You are selfish and you only think about yourself," says the girl who is, like, complaining about her party. Like,
lady, and not only that, the girl who makes everybody travel to another country just to celebrate her fucking birthday.
Yeah, exactly. The one who last week said, like, "Y'all should be thanking me because if I wasn't born today, none of you would be in Mexico right now."
It's like Jesus's birthday, only, like, we get wasted. Nobody pretends they're a fucking virgin.
I know.
Thank me.
I know. She goes, "What's the point of trying to be a really good person? It just doesn't make sense." Like, I was like, trying to be a really good person? I don't know when the trying ever started.
When was that?
When was the trying happen?
I love that. I don't even know why I'm trying to be a good person, because I should just still be a bitch because it doesn't change anything. So that was amazing. Another great part was Jax.
Yes. Oh, this is
so. I mean, I just love Jax. We are getting to see how horrible Jax is. Like,
he's so stupid.
He gets worse every week, and I just love it. It's
truly
hilarious.
Stupid. Truly stupid.
So Jax is like, "Oh, hey guys, I'm gonna go talk to Stassi because it's her birthday. I want to give her attention." And Stassi, of course, is like, "Well, if you want to make me happy on my birthday, you'll tell me the truth and admit that you told me about Tom sleeping with that girl in Vegas." And he's like, "Okay, I did." And she's like,
"Wait, no. First, he's like, no, that's a lie. That's a lie." She's like, "Jax, like, that's a lie. That's a lie, Jax." Okay, yeah, it happened.
So, of course, Stassi immediately, on her birthday, she doesn't want to be ruined, goes up and tells Horseface number one that her boyfriend did, in fact, cheat with her, and Jax just spread it.
Which, by the way, this is the greatest birthday gift you can give to Stassi, is for her to go and destroy people's lives and make people cry. She should be,
even though she's not on the show, she should be on the poster for the new season of Glee, because that is a face filled with glee. I mean, that is the happiest I think I've ever seen her.
So, well, what I loved, though, was that then the next day, Sheena, well, of course, there was Kristen wound up crying. She's like, Tom, But then the next day, Sheena comes into the men's room, or I'm sorry, not the bathroom, but like where the guys are sleeping and everything. And she totally blows up Jax's spot. And Jax is like telling us, like, why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to do that? But I loved it. Sheena was basically like, well, you like started World War III because you told all the girls what I said about them in the van. So I'm going to come and blow up your spot. And I was like, you know, that's another high five to Sheena. First, she's a good waitress. And then she does this. I was very proud of her.
Yeah, Sheena doesn't seem like an awful person. She's still like awful, but she's not as awful.
As awful. Yeah, and I love that when she asked Jax like what he said to Stassi before, he was like, I didn't tell her anything. I'm like, you're such an idiot. You are such a total idiot. Like he is a mimbo or a himbo, whatever they call it.
Yeah, he's just gonna deny, even in front of Stassi's face, which is so hilarious. And even though cameras just totally caught him.
Yeah, exactly. And then I love he goes the way he sort of like deals with it, he goes, well, look, if something was taken miss out of context, then I'll take it. Because I'll tell you one thing. I hate when things are taken miss out of context. I wish Katie had heard that because, you know, she knows all about conjugations of verbiage.
It should be like a new drag queen name. Miss out of context. I know. She'll be like, hey, everybody, do not enter. Like, what? Like, you'll never know what she's talking about.
So then all these idiots go on a booze cruise, a stationary booze cruise, on a pirate ship. And my favorite part of it was that they were all partying and everything. And at one point, I don't know if you caught this, Ronnie, the cameras cut to Tom looking sad because he's in the doghouse. He's like sad and he looks over at a pelican and they cut to the pelican and the pelican looks away and it cuts back to Tom and Tom's like all sad. It's like not even the pelican wants to have anything. The Falcon's like, squawk, why aren't you telling about Ariana?
Poor Tom. And it looks like next week we find out that he really did sleep with her. Because, like, it looks like Ariana's sitting on the toilet or something while Kristen's like, you whore! You slept with my boyfriend! And she's like, I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Like, oh, no. But can you let the woman pee?
I know. You know, Ariana, though, I don't even care if she slept with Tom because she's so much better than all these girls. She's, like, smarter, she's nicer, she's cooler, she's a better employee. Like,
yeah,
she could fuck all of them. I don't care. She'll always win.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll win just because she can argue. And the rest of them are like,
Well, her only argument is to be dismissive. She's like, yeah, so, like, whatever. Get out of my face. And then, like, Chris would be like, seriously? Seriously? Like, I can't even talk to you right now. Like, seriously? I'm going to get drunk.
Well, I love that Jax's revenge on Stassi for ruining his trip was to bring all these 20-year-olds onto the boat.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious, and she immediately kicks them off.
Yeah.
And then he brings them to the bar later again, and they just ignore them again. Well, and then he ends up fucking like some 18-year-old. Oh, it looks like a little Stassi minus the chin implant.
Well, personally, I liked when he tried to bring the 20 girls onto the boat. The 20 girls who were clearly rounded up by the producers. And I like that, like, you know, all, you know, Stassi's minions, like, come to her side. I love that Kristen, horse face number one, she goes up to the quote-unquote skank. She's like, it's a private boat ride. It's a private boat ride. Like, first of all, the boat's not riding, and it's, like, not private at all, actually. And there's, like, three people on it. So if you think this is a good party, you better check yourself, horse face. It's a private boat ride. Like, I can just see her down at Marina Del Rey just being a bouncer. No, you can't come down here. You have to go to a different boat, different yacht.
Oh, those people are so fucking stupid. I love it. I was laughing the entire episode this time.
Yeah, oh, me too. And in fact, because there are also so many great quotes, if you really took them out of context, you'd be like, how is this quote even possible? Like when Stassi said, my undies are going to sail around Mexico on an old pirate ship. Or later when they went to the bar, and Stassi goes, Jax, we didn't want to hang out with you and your skanks on my fun pirate ship, but then you thought things would be different on Squid Row?
Oh, like, my God.
What are these people talking about? What are they saying?
last week was still my favorite of this, just watching that cast react to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast. I think that was probably one of my favorite Vanderpump Rules moments ever. I am looking up right now couples.
By the way, also, I have to say, I also liked how after Stassi just basically bitched out Jax at Squid Row, that then he, in his interview, he's like, well, the fact that she's going to yell at me shows me that she still kind of cares. I'm like, you really are very stupid, Jax. Very, very stupid.
Yeah, he's going to show he cares with, like, 10 fucking idiots on his arm.
So stupid. The big thing, the way the episode ended, was that, so Kristen is furious at Tom because it's been confirmed by Jax that Tom told Jax that he'd slept with Ariana, and we don't know if that's true. That's just what Jax is saying. Jax had made it up just to get himself in with Stassi. So Kristen is now hitting on Tom and says that she's going to move out, and this is it. They're going to break up. So what she do is she gets drunk at Squid Row and crawls into Tom's bed and wakes up in bed with him. And then the girls are really pissed and they're yelling at her. And I understood it. Like, I would be pissed too. Like, if you're going to, like, complain and cry all weekend and go back into his bed, it's just like, shut the fuck up, bitch, and get out of our lives.
Yeah, for real. But they all do it.
Yeah.
They all do it. I mean, Stassi at least really did break up with Jax.
Yeah, but
then it just became her complaining about Frank. I mean, it's like the same thing. These women. One thing I really do wonder is this what has happened to women? Because frankly, we should have way more gay guys on our team if this is what women are really like. Because they are awful. They're awful. All they do is bitch out their boyfriends for no reason over and over again.
Yeah, I was thinking that. If Kristen does actually break up with Tom and she's single again, what would she be like as a date? Like, what would she would a guy want to date her? Could she be charming? Could she be fun? Like, would she be nice? Like, is she like? Isn't this show just ruining Kristen for all future lovers? Is that why she's clinging on to Tom?
I think that she realizes that she got a guy who's way prettier than her, and that's never going to happen again. I mean, unless she gets pregnant.
And how about her making an ultimatum to Lisa? Like, either Ariana, either fire Ariana or I'm going to quit.
Well, why the hell didn't Lisa just say, bye, darling, click?
Yeah, any boss would fire her.
Why didn't she just get fired? Like, is she really that important to the show? She doesn't do anything but stomp around with the horse face and cry.
Seriously, like, I cannot work with Ariana. Like, Seriously?
Yeah, she needs to be hurt. She needs to drown in a hot tub.
She needs to be run over by a pirate ship.
So what else happened on this show?
Nothing else.
Okay, let's move on because I'm starting to hate it now.
Don't hate it. It's like the best. It's my favorite show.
But I do want to be a drag queen called Miss Out of Context. On Real Housewives of Atlanta, real quick, even though we probably don't have that much to say about it, because, again, that show is just so entertaining to me that I don't really even write down any notes or anything. I just laugh. Yeah.
There actually was not really anything that happened. I mean, Kenya's dad came into town, and he was like, any things that women shouldn't tell men what to do.
Okay. Oh, that was amazing. He's like, well, this your car? Oh, this car ugly. This your house? Oh, this house it. Ugly. Oh, this your living? Who taste is this? This house is disgusting. And then he has the nerve to tell Nene Leakes, oh, woman, don't tell a man what to do. Yeah. Like, you are lucky you haven't met Nene Leakes.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is that Kenya and Todd got into a little fight because he wants to take a job, which means that he won't be able to produce her play that's going to go on the Chitlin' Circuit, as they say. So Kenya started to cry. She's like, Todd. She's like, now, see, Riley really likes the play, but, like, don't be the one staying. Don't let the play be the one that's keeping you here. If you want to go out there, like, see, I don't think you should leave. If you don't want to leave, leave. I'm the candy factory, Riley.
I felt so bad for her because she's saying don't let me be the reason that you stay when he's not even considering staying. Yeah. That wasn't even part of the conversation. He was just like, well, I'd love to help you out, but no one knows what they're doing, so yeah, I might take this job somewhere else and I'm going to be in India and Pakistan for a year.
Yeah, like, it's not like Candy Burris is the next coming of Edward Albee here, so I think Todd's got the right idea.
Or even the next coming of Tyler Perry.
I know.
Because that's how he started with those big musicals.
I know. So that's
what happened. Do you ever remember those? Were you still on the East Coast when he had all of those?
Well, I mean, I never saw them, but I knew of them when they started to rise.
They would always be like those local commercials, and they're like, Big Mama goes to church! And it's like these big revival shows, and it was like, it would be like a painting of a house, and then like everything would go on in folding chairs in front of the house, and that became Tyler Perry.
I mean, the only way the only reason why I knew who Tyler Perry was is because there's this actor named Terrell Carter who has appeared in a bunch of his plays, and Terrell Carter's like super, super, super hot. And like I came across him on some site where they were like, you know, check out Terrell Carter, he's hot, whatever. And so then I, of course, stalked him and I found, oh, he's in a bunch of these plays by like this guy named Tyler Perry. And I looked at some video clips and the plays looked so stupid and so bad. And then, of course, Tyler Perry became Tyler Perry.
Wow.
And Terrell Carter, well, he's still hot, I have to say.
Well, luckily, Tyler Perry could be successful because he didn't have Kenya's father.
Yeah.
Who made this play? This is stupid. Next, you're going to make a cat sing for 3 hours. This is stupid. What a terrible play.
I know. Well, it sounds like Kenya's dad has good taste.
Yeah.
The other thing that happened, the only other real thing that happened was that Nini told Portia that she was a bad friend at Cynthia's sister's trunk show.
Meh, I couldn't bring myself to care really.
So, yeah, it was such a stupid thing. It was
like shocker, Nini's making someone cry.
Yeah, exactly. And Mel, and by the way, I do think it's actually shitty for that woman to like show up at Cynthia's doorstep and be like, oh, guess what then, Cynthia, I'm gonna be here for 2 months. So, you know, just get ready for me. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way, Mel. Even if you are sisters.
I'm not buying any of that. And if that even really did happen, you know that Cynthia told her to come to get back at her husband passive aggressively for spending all her money on a car that he didn't earn.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't buy that. But for whatever reason, like, I really don't ever care to talk about it much. But, God, it's funny. I love that one so much. I'll just laugh my ass off. And Portia buying a house is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Candy and Phaedra getting revenge on that fucking chauvinist by talking for 5 minutes about how tiny his dick is.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. So
Phaedra had, I wish I'd written it down, Phaedra had some fantastic line about how small his dick was. I forget what it was, because that guy was an asshole for him. You know, he was clearly just covering his tracks. Like, he did not want Monique to know that he had, like, feelings for them or something like that. He was like, well, you know, I had a bunch of girls, and you're just part of the team. I'm like, no. And even if that's true, that's like, that's not, like, a good thing to be, like, admitting.
Yeah, to the mother of your children. And also, he basically just admitted that everything they said was true. So I don't understand what his point was, but now everybody in America is talking about how small your dick is. So well done.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is that I don't think Phaedra and Candy care. Like, they weren't like trying to be like, we used to be something. They're just like, oh yeah, we hit that and, you know, whatever. Like, they don't care. That's like in the past, 20 years ago.
Well, next week we get a little taste of some other woman coming into the scene and talking about how Todd is an opportunist. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. That'll be good.
And then trying to deny it a la Jax right after she said it. So that should be good because Candy's going to break it down. So that should be some fun times.
That'll be really good.
So now we can finally get to what we've been dying to talk about this whole Well, first of all, no, wait. Before we get to that, 100 Days of Summer began. This new show on Bravo about people living in Chicago. And I was just going to ignore it because we heard it was terrible. But someone on our Facebook page was like, oh, you guys have to watch a show. So I downloaded it. Oh, no. Okay.
It's terrible.
There's a gay guy with a fake chin who's trying to be Jeff Lewis, but he's terrible. And he rolls his head while he talks and like waves his finger. And he has penis art, like... His artwork is like of all these penises hugging and stuff. So he's terrible. And Bravo is trying to carry on the tradition of horrible gays. So F you for that. The black guy says things like, sometimes in Chicago is the shiznit. No. So black men are now being ruined by Bravo.
Yes.
So thanks. Yes. Bravo's attacking again.
Yeah.
What else did I have to say here? You know what? There's like a really midgety, Jewy guy who thinks he's really hot and he's a club promoter, which... Hi, club promoting isn't hot. That's the job like 20-year-olds get when they first move to LA, and they show guys tits and get them free drinks at bars and make like $5 an hour. So I don't know how that's become a huge career, but apparently it is for this guy. It's kind of like a George Costanza who does push-ups. And the show's basically about how all these girls want to have sex with him, and I basically never want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, it's a terrible show. I saw a preview of it, like a half an hour preview back in December. And I was like, this is just, these are just very annoying people. I don't care about them.
Silence.
And I'm not going to.
The sound of silence.
Did we drop? Hello?
The show is so bad that it just completely stopped our podcast.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Okay, so you saw a 30-minute preview of it, and what now?
Oh, no, it was just awful. Just awful, awful, awful. No, oh, we're not going to.
Really bad.
We are not talking about this show. This is over. No. This is over. 100 days of summer gets 100 seconds of podcast time, and those seconds have expired now.
Well, there's a girl who looks kind of like Gretchen, and she's like, no one expects me to be smart because I'm hot, but, you know, there's not many stupid people in Mensa. But then it's like, you look at her face, like, she looks like she's going to look like Gretchen, but then she really looks like Vicky, and it's like, is this how it is in Chicago? Because...
She's like, now excuse me while I go get my vagina waxed.
We're going to take a pole-stripping class. No, yeah. Get out of here. That show's stupid. Terrible. Boo. Won't be back. Bye.
Now, a show that I am loving right out of the gate is Blood, Sweat, and Heels, which I actually was not going to watch, but it got such huge premiere numbers that I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a look, and I'm so glad I did. I am loving this show. Do you like it, Ronnie?
Yes, and I wasn't going to watch it either. I just thought, oh, God, bleh. Like, I'm still mad at the New Atlanta, so yeah. I wasn't going to watch it. But it is so good. It's really funny. And I love the group of women they got together because it is a totally unrepresented, I think, totally group on TV. I mean, it's like a group of black women who do not need men, and they have jobs.
Yeah,
it's like,
and they are like
women shows on TV.
Yeah, and actually, like, I would actually say that most of the cast seems sort of like intelligent. You know, like definitely like the blogger Demetria. She seems smart. I mean, she's a little bullheaded, but she's smart, and I'm actually really on her side with all these things. Geneva, who has sort of like a very unfortunate weave going on, she actually seems smart too. Even though,
which one's that now?
She's the one with like the she looks like what's her face, that comedian Lonnie Love in a bad weave, sort of, you know.
No, what was her plot line?
Geneva was the one, she got into a fight with Demetria at the dinner at the dinner party.
Which one? Oh, the one that
she's a writer. Say, she's a writer.
The one that also they say looks like Wesley Snipes. I died because she really does look like Wesley Snipes in drag.
So there's her. I think that she actually seems smart.
She's good. I like her too. Yeah, her mom is a sex therapist.
Yeah. And then there's Melissa Ford, who was a video vixen, who she doesn't seem like she's like that smart, but I'm actually.
She's the worst.
But I'm actually finding, I actually am enjoying her storyline because, you know what? If she were living in Atlanta, she would be parading around as if she were a real estate agent, as if she were excellent at all this shit, and she's not. Whereas in this show, she's like, she sucks at being a real estate agent, and everyone's telling her, like, you're sucking at this, and she's like, I've got no money. And I'm like, I kind of feel like that's refreshing as opposed to typical bullshit we always see on the New Atlanta or Real House of Atlanta or Married to Medicine, where people acting like they're like Donald Trump, you know?
Well, I think it's funny because she's like, oh, I was in all these videos and they made me rich and I'm a star. My ex-boyfriend was Did she say her ex-boyfriend was Lowrider?
Flowrider. No, Melissa Ford was like sort of famous.
Please tell me that there's not a rapper named Lowrider because I'll just have to call up and stop rap.
Flowrider. No, I mean, Melissa Ford was like a name. Like, I wouldn't have recognized her, but I've definitely heard the name Melissa Ford, you know.
So she's like, yeah, well, I don't want to just be a dumb model in music videos anymore. I need to move up in the world. I'm going to be on a reality show.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to be a dumb model in real estate.
Yeah, that's a slightly higher than lateral move. But
okay. Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, we have Daisy. Daisy is the one who I think seems stupid. She is, of all of them, she seems very stupid.
Now, which one is that?
She's the one who wears a lot of yellow and, like, garish pink lipstick all the time. She's the one who...
Oh, God, the Gayle King wannabe.
Gayle King wannabe, who's like...
is trying to look exactly like Gayle King. She even bought a Gayle King wig, and it is a total wig. Like, she's shown us that it's a wig. And she wears this really bright lipstick, and then she makes people go to brunch in Brooklyn to have these like fake talk shows where she gets on a microphone shitty brunch that everybody complains about because all she does is serve watery grits and mac and cheese, and then she asks people relationship questions and passes the mic around, which was the plot for both episodes.
But meanwhile though, she's also like, you know, on the question of whether women could lead the world, she was like, no, they can't, because like, she's like, a man should be able to lead, and if a man can't, like, he's weak, and like, that's the man's role is to be strong, and the woman's role is to like support him. And I was like, this is so backwards. And then the other girl, Bree, who seems actually also very smart, although she said last week that women are not suited to rule the world, which I did not agree with, because she said they were too emotional. I'm like, listen. Do you know what it's like to be a man? Like, men might not be crying, but they get horny as hell. You do not want men making decisions when they're horny. And they're always horny.
Yeah, men make laws because, like, another man has a nicer car, and so they're going to stick it to that senator by, like, fucking a whore and then passing a health care law. Like, shut up.
It's like men are worse. Yeah, men are emotional in just different ways. So then she clarified this week in a mature way, in a mature discussion, which I was like, I can't believe this is happening at Bravo. She's like, look, I think women could rule the world, but realistically, it's a world that's run by men, and it's like the men call the shots. But then you could counter being like, well, why can't women call the shots? Like, women should be able to call the shots. Ugh, I don't even get into it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, that's a backwards way of thinking that she had. I don't agree with her, but I do like that she, you know, she made an effort to do it in a mature way, I guess. But yeah, she's still an idiot. And that whole can a woman rule the world thing? Who do you think's been running the world? I mean, Bill Clinton. Do you think that guy? All Bill Clinton was doing was sticking his dick in things. You know, Hillary took care of all of that. Obamacare is just Hillary care repackaged for the new age. Yeah. I mean, Hillary. Ask Vince Foster if Hillary's a good leader. You can't because his suicide.
Wow. Wow, look at that. We're getting
Hillary
real...
takes care of business. Hillary will kill a bitch if she doesn't get her way. Okay?
So then we also...
Women can't rule the world. Women can kill your ass and make it look like a suicide. Do not doubt.
So the last cast member, of course, that we have to talk about is the breakout star, the one who is the most hilarious. It's a tranny drag queen, but actually a woman, and that's Micah, who has a chinchilla named Rocky, named after Barack Obama, that she, I believe, serves Chardonnay to. Is it Chardonnay or Cabernet? Whatever it is, she lets her chinchilla drink wine. This woman is amazing.
She basically takes pride in being a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah.
And actually is having fun with it, which makes it nicer to watch. Because it's not like Brandy, where Brandy's just a mess and an idiot and doesn't know that she's an alcoholic. This woman knows it and embraces it.
She is like a weird Molly Shannon character, sort of like swooping around her Harlem apartment, you know, occasionally going down to Brooklyn. I mean, everything that she does is crazy, but it's hilarious. Just the way that the season premiere, her first scene in the season premiere, was her lying in bed and making this weird song. She's like, I'm gonna have some biscuits and gravy. Biscuits for gravy. Biscuits and gravy. And she's like, her legs going around. I was like, oh my God.
She's like, I got some turkey bacon. And I like that when she's describing herself, she's always like kind of off to the side, leaning over. And her head's kind of like, you know, over because she's always drunk and drinking wine even when she's being interviewed. And I like that she says, don't dim my light and don't put me in a box.
I like what she says. She's like, people are always saying when I'm giving wine to my chinchilla, people are like, I can kill a chinchilla. Well, guess what? Why kill human too? I'm like, she's
it's
right.
It's not good for humans either, okay?
And I like that she's obviously like mixed, and I like that like sometimes she gets really white and sometimes she gets really black, and it goes back and forth. I love it.
Yes. It's kind of offensive because whenever she's trying to make a point, she's white, but then whenever she wants to like be sassy, she's black. It's like, that's not fair. Like,
but she also gets like, classic drunk eyes. Like her, it's like they come like halfway down and then she slouches over and she sort of stares at you. It's just like the most like blatant advertisement. Like, yes, I am drunk right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely appreciate her drunkenness. She's very committed. And I think it's really fun. And she says a lot of really funny things. All the women. That blogger chick is hilarious. Okay, so for those of you who didn't watch, let's just tell you what happened. So Gayle King, fake Gayle King, had this brunch, okay? So everybody has to show up, and it's in Brooklyn, which all New Yorkers know. Oh, hell no. And that also goes for this Washington Heights bitch, who's the drunk we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You don't just invite me to Washington Heights. I mean, that is a trek. At least it's not over a bridge like, you know, Brooklyn is. But, I mean, making people go to Brooklyn for brunch, not cool, first of all. So everybody's pissed when they get over there.
And there's bad food.
Then it's terrible food. And then she's asking all these invasive questions. And they're not even, like, good questions. They're like, is it okay for women to snoop on their man? You know, like, do you snoop? And she's passing around the mic, and people are like, yeah, it's okay. It's not okay, or whatever. And so, of course, our women are like, well, yeah, a woman has to snoop on a man and know if he's cheating. Because cheating is as natural to a man as scratching their balls. They can't help it. They got to scratch them.
What? I was a little offended by that. I was like, no, it's not true.
That is not true, and it's so offensive.
Maybe the men that you go after.
Yeah, like, do you date me? Because I'm a notorious cheat. I'm the worst. I cheat all the time. But it's easier for gays. Like, gays are passed around like hors d'oeuvres every weekend. You can't really help it. And a blowjob's not really cheating. We learned that from the Clinton. That's the second Clinton reference, but it's true. So that started the blogger getting all pissed off because she's like, no, you should never have to snoop on a man. If you think your man's cheating, then you should break up with him. You shouldn't be with someone you think is cheating on you.
Right.
Which I would love to agree with her, but of course I'm going to check your phone. You better password protect that shit because you know I'll be going through that, right?
Right.
So, and everyone, and so all the women are like, you're crazy. And then they all talk about how they were cheated on and they found out their man cheated because they went through the phone. So blogger goes and writes a blog about how stupid all these women are.
Right. Because Demetria is like very much like, she's a feminist. She's very self-possessed. And she also is like, these people are ridiculous and I'm going to write about it. Which is what I like about her. She seems very smart to me.
Yeah, so everybody gets pissed off. Well, really, all she did was write what they said.
And by the way, and they're all like, I can't believe you published our private conversations. I'm like, ladies, are you aware that there is a camera crew from Bravo documenting everything? Like, what is wrong with you?
And you were at a brunch with a microphone. Yes. Like, it was not a private conversation. It was doubly not private.
Exactly.
So she didn't apparently diss anybody. She didn't say anybody was stupid or whatever. She just
probably discussed it and used it as a jumping off point for her thoughts on things.
Yeah, she just said what they said. And then they got all pissed off at her for repeating what they said. Well, you said it. I mean, who cares? At least you would think a reality show whore would be happy because that's kind of what you do anyway, right? You just say stupid shit and it goes on TV. Maybe they were mad that they didn't have the internet rights. I don't know what the deal is, but it was really funny watching her stick up for herself. And now she's the big villain on the show, and she's actually the only smart one.
Yeah, no, I actually am like, I don't think she's, I mean, they're trying to make her look like the villain, but I'm like, I'm on Demetria's side.
Me too.
Because there's no way I'm taking Daisy's side, especially after she showed up like 2 hours late for a date with a hot, hot, hot man who she... That date, by the way, if you guys haven't watched the episode, the sequence when Daisy goes on her date truly is a date from hell. It was really a terrible date. And the guy was a total asshole, but oh my God, he was so hot. And I almost feel like he deserved to be an asshole because she was so late.
Well, she wasn't like 15 minutes late. I mean, she was supposed to meet him at a charity event like 2 hours earlier.
Yeah.
Totally didn't show up and then shows up to get her free dinner, which of course she ended up paying for, but it would have been a free dinner. And she shows up late, and then she's like, whoops, that's me. I'm in fashion, so I'm fashionably late. Yeah. And he's like, you're in a wig. Your dress is too tight. Your makeup's too bright, and you cannot treat me like this.
Yeah, and the thing was this. At first, I thought it was like, okay, this is a classic, like, Bravo date. It's going to be a little rocky at first, but then it'll be okay. But it actually just continued to go, like, down further and further. Then he, like, insulted her. He was like... She was helping somebody with the menu. He's like, oh, do you work here? And she was like, oh, okay. And then he was extremely frosty. I mean, he was really mean. And then the food finally comes, and like she basically knocks his plate onto his lap. And because I don't know if you noticed, her plate, she took up the whole table with her plate, so his was like on the corner, so like it fell onto his lap. And then he made her cry, and then he made her pay for the whole thing. Which honestly, I'm like, It was really obnoxious of him, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, if someone shows up 2 hours late, first of all, he shouldn't have shown up. At that point, he should have been like, peace out. But if someone shows up that late, that's sort of like my dream to make someone, like to really make someone feel bad about that on a date. And I think that he did a great job of that.
Well, he made her cry, and then he just taunted her while she was crying. He's like, don't mess up your makeup. I'm like, oh my God. He was being a dick. Like he was a controlling asshole. I feel like even if she had showed up on time, he would have been a controlling jerk and she shouldn't be dating him. I mean, the truth is she needs to be dating Oprah. We all know it.
Well, the thing is this, when you're as hot as that guy is, you have the luxury of being able to be a dick to a woman because you know, like, there are going to be a million women lining up. I mean, that guy, this isn't just me because, you know, everyone knows I like black guys or whatever. He was objectively, like, crazy hot.
Yeah, he was hot, but what a pig. I mean, he became unattractive in 2 seconds.
Unattractive, but I couldn't be like, oh, wow, you're really hot.
Yeah, I hate that kind of guy. Just that controlling kind of guy. It's like he's going to put you down until you know.
Like, he already made his point. He made his point, and...
Yeah, I think you're right that he should have just left. If I would have left, I'm not going to be there 2 hours. I would have just, you know, gone on Grindr and then, you know, gotten some McDonald's. I mean, that's a better night anyway, and they have to listen to your stupid stories about Oprah.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? So we got Demetria, who's ready to kick some ass. We got Drunky. This show just looks like it's going to get better and better. I mean, the alcoholic goes full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah, there's some great lines. Everyone's just, like, funny. Every single one of them is funny.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think this is going to be a really good show. They've got a hit on their hands with this one, at least for us. I mean, the ones we, like, usually get canceled, but...
This one is doing well in the ratings.
Yeah, hopefully this one will keep going because I'm really enjoying it. And then Real Housewives of New York is coming back. I know it's not for like 2 months, but I'm still so excited.
Yeah.
And I don't watch that Jeff Lewis show. What else is coming back? Anything else that we have to watch this week? Or is it just the regulars?
Just the regulars.
Right on.
Well, I think that means that we've reached the end of our podcast then.
I feel like it. Is there anything else you wanted to get in there?
I just want to announce that I'm going to do a few high kicks and feed some wine to my chinchilla.
Hell yeah. Bueller has some of my vodka. He doesn't like it very much. The other night he booped.
Oh, no. All right. Well, do you want to close us out, Ronnie?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook. Come talk to us during the week. Thank you for everybody who's telling us stuff they want to talk about today. I think we got almost all of it, except we didn't get to Taylor Armstrong on Couples Therapy, only because we don't watch it. But yeah. I'll try and find a clip of that somewhere, because apparently she acted like an a-hole. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can find us on Twitter at whatcrappens. You can find Ben on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, everything at B-Side Blog. And I'm a little weirder. You can find me at trashtalktv.com. I'm doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps night of all season long at trashtalktv.com. My Twitter is Trash Tweet TV, and on Facebook I'm at Trash Talk TV. So come find us, everybody.
Yay.
Love talking to you during the week, and thanks for all the talking and stuff you've been doing with us lately. We've been having a really good time. Love you, mean it. Call us. Bye.
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 A few days ago, Brooke Tudeen posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.